Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Another week.
Yo.
Welcome back, gang.
We here.
Fuck is up.
Man, not much, man. How y'all?
Chilling. How y'all doing today?
Good.
I hate this whole formal shit.
It's
so ass.
Like, I've been with you niggas for the past few hours. Like,
it's been some all day shit.
But continue.
I don't know about all day.
Get the formalities. I'm touching
we not, by now, y'all don't know who the fuck
we
are.
Nah, still, no. We have a name. Introduce us.
Yeah, introduce us, bro.
What's wrong with you?
I was just talking about for me, myself. It's episode 8 in the Regulation Podcast.
Episode 8.
Bang. Episode 8. It's Kobe episode.
Okay.
I'm Shake.
It's always low.
Oh, my bad. I forgot what second. I'm Low, a.k.a. Like, nah, go ahead.
He's about to get some shit off.
Early.
And it's Bert. Bert is in the house. What's up?
I mean.
Oh, you're not Big Daddy Bert this week, motherfuckers.
You're relax.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Big Daddy Bert.
I'm a chick.
Monsieur Bousin.
Yo, what does that mean again?
It's Mr. Bitches.
In French, right?
In Creole.
Oh, I'm sorry. None of us here are of Haitian descent besides you. I'm going to assume that new addition to, I'm going to assume that's you.
I guess so, because that's what I was called.
Really?
Yeah.
This was
on Saturday after the mayhem happened on Friday.
I don't know about,
It was mayhem.
You hear that?
It was mayhem. But
all right, so I guess you're since we're here, we're talking about it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was Root that shout out to Root. He said, "How do you say Mr. Bitches in Creole?" And that's how we got here.
Huh.
Monsieur Bousin.
I want to know why. We're gonna get to why.
I guess we did that.
Episode 8. I said the Kobe episode because, like, I think when I think number 8, I think Kobe Bryant.
How could you not?
There's no way to, at least for me, there's no way not to think Kobe.
8 and 24.
Exactly. What's your favorite Kobe moment?
My favorite Kobe moment, I would say, was that final game.
The last game?
Yeah, because I was cheering him on. Like
he was a Laker fan?
Yeah. Like, I was just like, I hated Kobe, like, his whole career.
Oh.
So I was just like,
damn, that's different.
Yeah, but it's like, it's the same way.
Man, you brought him in, bro.
But it's the same thing that you talk to certain people from the 90s, from other squads, like, they hated Jordan, so they didn't appreciate that greatness. So that's why I was like once it started getting up in years and Kobe started getting older, I started appreciating it more, and I was just like, nah, like, he's gonna be gone soon. And
yeah, it was a rough time, like, watching, like, especially the way he went out, because, like, before he went out, like, he was like snapping, like, he was doing well, and then when he got hurt, it was just like, yo, that's probably
once he fucked up his Achilles, that was gone.
Still shot his free throws.
Yeah.
Like a tough thug, gangster.
Tough man shit.
What about you, Lo? What's your favorite Kobe moment?
See, I got a few. And they're not really basketball related. So, number one, I don't know if some of our listeners old enough to remember, but Kobe was a rapper as well. And the lyrics on that track, those was hitting for me. Everybody clowned him, but I thought they was tough. Number two probably would be
he chose Kobe's worst moment. but I fuck with it. Yeah.
That shit was fire to me. You feel me? But second moment I would say was when he jumped over, I think that was like a Ferrari, maybe a Lambo. I can't remember which one.
Oh, that commercial?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember the commercial with him and Kanye?
What the fuck does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
More.
And I think, if I remember correctly, that was him in that McDonald's commercial, right? With that little boy from Are We There Yet? Or am I tripping? I don't know. I might be tripping. But it's probably some other moment that's not basketball related. Actually, no, I'm lying. That moment when Matt Barnes.
This one? The one with the fucking, where they're playing at the park and all that other shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Kobe. Yeah.
That's basketball related, but yeah.
What's yours?
Fucking Kobe stan number one over here.
Yeah, you're Kobe fan.
I guess for me it was like, I really think it was the first ring without Shaq. For a long time, you know, a lot of the, like.
That was your favorite moment?
Mm-hmm. Like, him winning that first ring without Shaq and kind of, like, being the clear-cut leader. There was no, like, oh, it's our team, top dog. Like, everyone knew that was Kobe's team. And one of the knocks against Kobe would always be, like, oh, he hasn't done it without Shaq. He got three rings. He did all the things he did. Oh, he can't do it without Shaq, yada, yada, yada. So, like, seeing him win that first one without him and, like, how he. For me, it was good.
Oh, that's your favorite moment, huh? What year was this? I'm sorry, I just got a question.
But that's 2010.
That was 2010.
Nah, that was 09.
Well, that season, like the 09.
Nah, because Celtics won in 08, and then it goes to.
But that was his favorite moment, though. Look at this fraud ass Nick. You know what? I'm gonna relax.
Yo, you choosing violence.
I'm pulling this fucking Kobe card. That's what I'm doing.
Fake ass. Now you're gonna make me go pull it up.
Oh.
Bruh.
You should have been pulled it up. You should have been known. It's your favorite moment. Mm-hmm. You pulled mine up. Mine wasn't known. I mean, I know what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna say 09.
Don't all stare at me.
Somebody play the Jeopardy music, please. Something like
that. Long.
I don't know.
Fuck it. Somebody will pull it up.
I got the bummiest.
Yo, you know, we did this already. The fucking laptop, the fucking service in here, it sucks. My laptop sucks with it.
Moving
it
on.
It is what it is.
Out of all of his rings, which one was your favorite? That one as well, I'm assuming? Because if that's your favorite moment, I guess that's synonymous with.
Yep.
That's all you got for us? Yep, that's it. All right, Bert, moving on. How about you, sir?
Before niggas start to try to pull my Kobe card again, just leave it.
Yeah, that's
at.
Really crazy.
Like,
I went already. Like I said, that's mine.
What? Which one?
I said it was his final game.
I said, which one is your favorite ring, bro? You're not listening.
Oh, favorite ring?
Yeah.
I might have to say that 2010 ring.
Oh, the one that Shaq thought he was talking about?
Yeah. because Dwight Howard was like this big bad guy in the league at the time. And then like he just got fucking sunned. Like, like sit your ass down.
Niggas can't make no mistakes around Elo. He'd just be like, he'd be ready to kill you. He'd be ready to turn you into the worst person ever. He's
It's simple, bro. If I'm gonna take my time and listen to the shit that you're saying, at least come with the correct facts.
Right.
That's all. Because I don't got time to be just listening
to
the
next
time.
All right. But,
nigga. I don't want no trouble, big bro. Nope. Like, I'm just saying.
Sorry. It's okay. Sorry. You got it. He
you know
got
what?
It,
right? I feel like I offended you. So, can
nope,
you tell us?
Nope.
What did Kobe mean to you, bro?
Nothing. All right.
Whoa. Oh, wow. See, no. Yo, this nigga's not a Kobe fan, bro. This nigga's a fraud. You know what?
Yo, you see what I tell you about a horrible friend? We're going to get to terrible friends later. We're going to get to terrible friends, but
whatever.
That's a perfect example.
terrible.
Kobe was the reason I really even watched basketball. You know, like, I wasn't this huge basketball player, basketball fan, or anything like that, but, like, it's a reason to watch it, you know, for me. Laker fan, like, you can call me a fraud Laker fan because I'm from New Jersey and I don't like the Nets or I don't like some other East Coast team. Like, that was the only player that, like, I was like, all right, like, this is cool. Got to watch. Like, he's good. So the time, away. Like.
It's very understandable.
And, like, the discipline and, like, the, like, just who Kobe was as a person, not just, like a basketball player, you know? Like, he became more of, like, a larger-than-life kind of person.
Yeah, especially after he left the league.
Yeah. Like, bro won an Emmy, like, well, Oscar, too, or some shit like that, too. Like, he just kept doing. Like, he just showed, like, that mama mentality thing that he
personified
and embodied, whatever you want to call it. Like, it was him.
But you know why he turned into the Black Mamba?
I hate snakes, by the way.
No, but it's because of, you know, everything that happened in, like, that 2004 season. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, like, another persona for him. So he took on to that persona of the Black Mamba and the snake, and he learned about it. Mm-hmm. And everything, because that's what Kobe was. Like, Kobe was just study things. Yeah, like, everybody that you talk to or had said anything about Kobe is like, yo, his attention to detail is just, like, out of this world. Like, he could speak, like how many languages? I think it was, like, three or four.
Yeah, he was mad.
Spoke Italian. I know that for sure.
Yeah, because he grew up
Spanish, too, right? Because he was able to, like, speak to, like,
yeah,
Pau Gasol, like, fluently, like.
Like even he learned some. I think I don't know what Sasa Vujacic. You remember him?
Yeah, he had a ratchet.
Say his name one more time, please.
Sasa Vujacic. I don't know how to say that shit, bro. I'm not even gonna lie. But at least I know who I'm talking about. That's all that fucking matters.
He used to wear the fucking the rope shit. He used to tie his shoelace around and shit.
Yeah. You just knew you see that nigga in the corner that he was chucking
that shit was a bucket. But he couldn't do shit else after that.
But he learned how to, like, Kobe learned how to speak to him, his language. But that was just, like, the greatest.
Imagine learning a whole nother language just to communicate with your teammate.
Bro, like, one single person.
Just one person. Just one person.
That shit is really crazy to even, like, be able to do that.
I don't know, man. To me, Kobe was just, like, this different type of competitor. You feel me?
Definitely.
I don't know. The listeners know or can tell, but I'm very competitive, and I'm going to try to win no matter what. I'm not going to do nothing illegal or nothing dirty, but I damn near will die for the win. You feel me?
I think I'm about to steal.
Definitely, 1,000%. In terms of talk about Kobe and shit, it's been so many times I've watched his team be, like, getting their ass kicked, and this nigga just bring them from the depths of hell and will them niggas to victory. So, to me, seeing that shit, whenever I'm competing in anything athletic, I'm just kind of on some, like, Kobe shit. Because I'm trying to win, and I'm trying to take your head off no matter what. And I'm focusing on the task at hand. Nothing else matters until I get this dub. We can shake hands afterwards or whatever. But as of right now, I'm competing to win. Straight like that.
Yeah. Got to see him on the field. Different beast.
Oh, man.
I finished.
Oh, man.
Different beast.
Me on... I'm a different type of motherfucker when I'm competing, yo. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Bro treats his... Lil treats his friends like they're not his friends. Doesn't matter who you are.
might
I understand
called,
at
might
the end of the day, you're a competitor. We on you're on the opposite side.
Might get called a bitch that day. Never know.
It's my highlight tape.
It's my highlight tape.
Yo, who was that? Who?
I think that was on Shiesty.
That was on Shiesty?
Nah. The highlight tape shit wasn't on Shiesty. That shit was on...
Yo, Liddy? Speaking of Shiesty, we got to talk about why we call Malik Shiesty mom real quick. Because we talk about the field.
We talk about football.
Oh, all right.
And we said Shiesty.
Okay, so we're going to get into it right now.
We right here.
Okay.
All right.
First things first, shout out Malik, a.k.a. at Usum, which is O-O-S.
O-O.
Yo, just saying Usum is crazy. Malik's over there, he's got a felt bucket hat on.
Understood. Today. Oh, okay.
see you, Luke. We see you, bro.
I mean, we're going to tag him in the podcast later. You can follow him on the socials and shit. But his AKA is Shiesty Mile.
Poop Shiesty, that's my dog. Yo, so we was out. We like, as a collective, there's a couple people in the room that also play with us. Sean plays with us. Ivan plays with us. We all go out and play football. That was wild. We all go out and we play football some Sundays. In the future, we're going to smoke for Mel's team. Whenever we get to that.
But anyway, whoever guarded me getting cooked.
Wait, hold on. Shout out to Fermel because he's handling the YouTube thing. So he's handling all the visuals.
Fermel and Vaughn and all the guys over at the Visual Hub. He's actually wearing a Kobe jersey today. So episode 8, that's not a Kobe jersey.
No. That's the Mamba material, right? Yeah. So it is. It's the Mamba. All
right. So it counts.
Yes. Right, you were good. You were on point, bro.
Fucking, don't shake your head at me. So anyway, Shiesty Mile.
Yo, hey, yeah, this is nuts low. let's talk about Shiesty.
So anyway, we go play football, and we're out there playing with, like, these kids. So now these kids are probably, like, 14, 15 years old.
They was nice. Yo, these little niggas was nice.
Oh, they was cooking y'all, huh?
Whoa, not me, because I was 18.
Okay.
So this one kid came out. He's wearing a fucking ski mask. And he was going against Malik, and he was going against he was going against fucking Shaheen. Whew.
Oh, he cooked Shaheen?
Man. Oh, listen.
Hey, man. Shy.
I love you, bro. But I was there, and
you got
to hold on. Shy, if you're listening, I love you. But I got to tell the truth because I'm a man of the people.
Oh, my God.
You feel me?
God.
So check this out. This little nigga with the ski mask was cooking Shy, bro. Yo, like,
shout out to Shy.
That shit was
Dream Pain. Or his account got suspended, so I don't know what the shout out, but.
Listen.
Yo, he's back on there.
Yo, he
was getting cooked by this nigga with the ski mask. Like, this young man.
He kept calling Shy monkey. Kept calling this nigga monkey.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Shy had on a bait. Like, you got to see Shaheen. But, like, he had a fucking bait bandana on. He just kept, he's like, yo, monkey, follow me, monkey. Like, fucking guard me, monkey. Like, he's calling this nigga monkey. He's hitting this nigga with all types of inside out releases. He's releasing this way, that way.
Yo, I'm not going to lie.
He's cooking this nigga with all types of routes. Mossing him, and he just kept calling him monkey while he was doing it. And then he fucking started cooking Malik over here. And he said, yo, Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. So he kept calling him Pooh Shiesty the whole time. And then
hold on. You missing the part. So yo, Malik, in motherfucking 70 degree weather, chooses to wear all black pants, all black long sleeve, and a motherfucking belly clava ski mask.
Yo, it's something. Before you even continue, it's something with Malik and outfits that's just hilarious. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, he just chooses.
Wait, yeah, he chooses violence in the heat.
Hold on.
His long sleeve turtleneck.
No. It wasn't a long sleeve, nigga. It was a short sleeve turtleneck. In the middle of fucking July. Oh, no. Fourth of July.
Wait.
Nigga had Doc Martens on, man.
Hold on.
Some heat, man.
Please wait. Hold on. I just want to make sure I heard correctly. Did y'all just say this young man had on a short sleeve turtleneck?
That nigga.
Oh, what?
He had on the velvet Under Armour.
Hey, yo. Hey, Malik, check this out, bro. When it's over, we gotta talk, yo.
Yeah. Yo, so anyway, he kept calling.
This nigga said a velvet turtleneck, that short sleeve. Where you even get that at?
Yeah.
Where they sell those at?
Yo, Burlington Coat Factory.
Ew.
Definitely.
Oh, what?
No, but he kept calling him. He just kept saying, yo, Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog. Like, every time he fucking cooked, he go, guard me, Pooh Shiesty. Like, the kids these days are so funny because, like, you forget how, like, creative you were. Like we used to sit all day, every day, like, hiking on each other, like, giving each other jokes, like, at the lunch table. These niggas have nothing to do but that.
All day.
And he was doing that shit while giving niggas, like, routes and scoring touchdowns on niggas and being faster than everybody. I was like, yo, fuck this. Like, yo, he was But he kept calling Shaheen Monkey. That shit was funny as hell, though.
Word is boom. Whole time, these little niggas is just balling. Just on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, just going crazy. I respect it. You feel me?
I respect it.
They decided to nickname Malik Pooh Shiesty because they felt like he liked Pooh Shiesty, but they was calling him Black and Mild at first. Word. So they called him Shiesty Mild.
Yeah. So now Malik is Shiesty Mild.
That shit had me.
And his Twitter name stands for Out of Shiest, Out of Mild.
Yeah, word. Out of Shiest, Out of Mild.
Not out of sight, out of mind.
So now that we've introduced you out of Malik.
Yeah, that's how we're going to introduce you.
We was talking about football. Bro, you a Jets fan?
Yeah.
He's fucking wildin'.
Yo, relax.
I'm fucking wildin'.
Relax. Niggas is a Falcons fan, and Elo is a Giants fan.
Okay.
All right, so we got that out the way.
Yeah.
But I was.
Now back to you.
Right, okay. You guys, I was just going to go in the draft order because you guys picked second. Trevor Lawrence went first to the Jaguars. You guys went second, right?
Yeah. Right. We grabbed Zach Wilson.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I just don't know. Like, I was talking to Lenny outside, and I was just asking him things. I'm like, how is Zach Wilson? And he was just telling me, like, well, is
don't
he
sound
like,
really excited.
Yeah, I'm not. So I wanted Fields.
Did you want Fields because he was black?
Not just because he's black, because I've seen him play.
So you haven't seen Zach Wilson play. So it's like, it's more of a thing where it's like, yeah, you're not as comfortable with the pick.
Yeah,
you
like he's
know.
At a smaller school and he doesn't really play anybody. Most I've seen in his highlight was USC.
But most good NFL quarterbacks, like there's a lot of great NFL quarterbacks that don't go to these big schools. Like you have to look at.
So you think? Do you think that's a helping factor for when they get to the league?
You look at
so
a guy. Not big-headed if I can complete fucking passes to Joe Schmo, who's not on a scholarship, who didn't go to Alabama, who's not in Ohio State, if I can have a fucking 72 completion percentage to a guy like that in an offense that's actually pro-style, that's actually set up for me to, like, be in the pros.
Yeah.
Imagine when I have a player like, let's say, an Odell Beckham or a Julio Jones or something like that. That's why you look at these guys like somebody who, like, the Giants, for example. Elo's a Giants fan. You can look at Daniel Jones, right? Daniel Jones, like where a lot of people aren't like super, super high on Daniel Jones. He's not this great, great player, whatever have you. Like he makes great throws. And if he had some players who might catch the fucking ball, like he probably did. Like I think he had a completion percent. Like he had his drop rate was like insane.
Yeah.
In coming out of college. It was like maybe if you had niggas who catch the ball, maybe you could do some good. So now the Giants are trying to surround him with those types of players in the hopes that he's making these same throws and he's getting, you know, better results. But he's not coming from a school like Justin Fields where it's okay. Like every single player is damn near is going to like the first round. Like, who was the quarterback at fucking Ohio State that 1 year? And I'm a Buckeyes fan. He ended up going to the Texans as a wide receiver, like Braxton Miller or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. He used to be a quarterback for us. He's not a quarterback no more. And all them skill players, they all go first round and then the quarterback's a hoop.
But what I didn't like was it was too much downplay on Justin. It was always like every time you looked at the news, it was this, it was that. And then the day of the draft, they came out with, oh, he has mesothelioma or some shit like that.
I know this nigga.
What?
If you that one ass? Of your loved ones has been has been diagnosed with mesothelioma.
I'm about to call JG Wentworth.
Yeah, right 877 cash now.
Niggas got mesothelioma out this bitch. Where do you even get that at?
Bro, and he's been playing, and he's been playing with this.
What the fuck is
college.
This helmet made out of, asbestos? Like, how the fuck do you get mesothelioma in 2021? What is happening?
Yeah,
bro, everything to downplay, bro. Downplay him. But he's on the Bears. At least he got drafted, you know?
That air is cold over there. That is not for him.
I nigga, young mezzo.
I thought he would have went to y'all, but y'all picked Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, fucking generational talent. Yo, his draft comparisons were Darren Waller and fucking Travis Kelce.
I was sitting with my barber and he was like he didn't really like the Kelce comparison, but he was like more like Waller. Like he's more Waller.
Like I think it was like more so like his route savvy and stuff like that. I'm really excited about the pick simply because like beforehand we had extended Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of gives like Matt Ryan another weapon. Like there's talk of us trading Julio Jones. I don't think that's gonna happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But you know, like whatever that is, that gives Matt like that kind of pries open like an opportunity for them to like give him one last chance before it's like, yo, you might not be on the Falcons anymore. Or like, you might retire or whatever happens. Like, yo, it's crazy. Me and Elo have
a bet. I was just about to ask you about that.
Me and Elo have a bet, right? So the bet is that if Matt Ryan does not retire with a ring, so it's cool because we have video evidence. So before, it was just screenshots. It was all hearsay in a group chat. Like, it was all blah, 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 blah. We all talk about it. So now there's video evidence of if Matt Ryan doesn't retire with a ring, I have to, for one season, be a Giants fan and actively support the Giants like I support them. And if Matt Ryan does, then Elo has to be a Falcons fan.
It's not going to happen.
That's wonderful. But that's the bet. But anyway.
So Matt Ryan could be on any team, but he has to get a ring.
He has to retire with a ring.
Okay. I respect it.
Oh, I just peeped and see. Oh, you better hope that he's on a team with like some young superstar QB coming in and they win something. Like, hey, because his clock is running out.
Oh, yeah.
Dog.
He could be on the bench somewhere.
Exactly.
Right?
If he's on the bench, I'm still going to honor that. Like, even if he don't play a single down, if he's on a team and he gets a ring, I'm going to count that. But I honestly believe that that's not happening for him.
Hey, man. We've seen crazier things happen.
So, have we?
So, yes. Lo, how did you feel about the Giants pick?
You ain't here?
Nah.
I don't watch the NFL or pay attention to that shit. Okay. I haven't for like four seasons now.
Yeah, he doesn't watch the draft at all. He doesn't. He doesn't support football. He's a
Giants
fan. I mean, because
I was a Giants fan before I stopped watching football. Like, those was my niggas. You get right.
So how do you feel? So like, I know you don't support the NFL. Why? Like, tell everybody or elaborate a little bit more on why. You know, you're not a, like, why you, you know, you're obviously a Giants fan, but why you don't support football.
All right, where do I start? So, first things first, my opinions are mine and mine only. So I'm just going to say that off the rip. But
not the opinions of the End of Regulation podcast.
Yeah, word, only mine. But when the NFL kind of first showed me, like, yo, we don't give a fuck about none of you niggas. First, it was learning about CTE and the concussions. This had nothing to do with the racial part of it.
Tell the truth.
You feel me? Relax.
Okay.
Tell the truth.
But first, when I found out about how the NFL was like, how the concussions and shit like that, I was just like, yo, that's really crazy. And if you haven't, and if you just want a good laugh and to see a terrible Nigerian accent, watch the movie Concussion starring Will Smith. It's terrible acting, terrible portrayal of a Nigerian. But but what I will say, it does shine a light on how concussions and CTE affect football players, right? Mm-hmm. So the fact that the NFL knew about this and they just swept that shit under the rug, and as a person who played football and shit, wow. As a youngin, we aspire to play football and want to be great because we watching the pros do it.
Yeah, you see it on TV.
Exactly. You want to be part of what you're saying. Imagine we doing what we seeing on TV because they saying that it's safe and it's okay.
Little kid, yo, they have little kids and Pop Warner.
Yo, remember Nutcrackers?
Son.
Bro.
You
know what? We're going to post this. Hold on. Yo. Relax. Because we're going to talk. No, we're going to post this on the account. I was a stud in this Pop Warner shit. You heard? Earned myself a little nickname and anything. They used to call me the Nigerian Nightmare. I used to get busy at fucking nose guard. Had a lot of sacks, bro.
Pause.
Okay.
Pause.
What made you go with that verse?
I mean.
Okay.
But nah, back to what I was saying about why I dislike the NFL. So, with the concussion shit, them sleeping out on the rug, that wasn't really cool to me. I feel like they should give a fuck about the players. Then, when it came to the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, the lengths that they went to kind of get him out of here for what he was kneeling for, and the fact that the whole country, kind of not the whole country, but half of the country kind of rallied behind that, that rubbed me the wrong way. And the fact that the NFL was such, I don't want to say the platform for it, but
right,
kind of like the engine for it, feel me?
It was very much so a very public
display
of like yo, what
this
is going
how we
on.
Feel.
Yep.
This is how the country feels. This is what they want to allow. And for me, it was just a little bit too much. Like, don't get me wrong, I do love the sport. I love football. It was the second sport I played, honestly. You feel me? And I was nice at it. But to go that far and for how much money that they earn and the money that they really don't like. One, and then the disparity on how much the players get paid. Because when we look at how much money the NFL generates compared to how much the players get paid, it's a drop in the fucking bucket. And it's not fair. These niggas be getting CTE, be fucking...
be getting their heads smashed, pancakes.
Work. Like, yeah, exactly. Yo, in the movie Concussion, they said playing football is the equivalent of getting into a car accident every week.
Bro. Jesus Christ. Brain turning into applesauce. 15 years.
Word.
Playing defense. Come on, man. A defensive, and your job is to be the car that is doing.
Exactly.
Yo, that shit makes me think of the fucking game Blitz the League. Oh my God.
Yo, Blitz the League was insane. Yo, NFL Blitz was like insane. Nah, if you haven't Blitz played NFL League Blitz, turn the podcast off. We're not for you.
Definitely.
Unless you're a woman. You got it. You may not have played it. Not to be sexist. Anyway.
You on slippery slope with that one, but women, please stay. All right.
That's crazy.
But you niggas don't want women to listen?
No, I definitely do. Yeah, it was just.
Oh, all right. I was about to say.
Yeah.
I hope this wasn't the energy.
So NFL Blitz was probably one of the best football games that we played as kids, right?
No.
Would you say Blitz is better than like Madden and 2K football?
Definitely not.
Nah, that's kind of reach.
Where's Blitz? Where do you rank Blitz in the pantheon of?
That's kind of like last for me, honestly.
Blitz is last.
Wait, yeah. Blitz the league or NFL Blitz?
Just Blitz, period. Like the Blitz franchise.
Like, nah, that's just some shit.
I only really like Blitz the league.
You just played.
Say that again.
You didn't play it on like PlayStation or like 64 or nothing like that.
Like,
yeah, you didn't like play sometimes. That shit at sleepovers with your cousins again.
Nah, nigga, I was the only child, bro.
Understandable.
Until I got to a certain
time. Supposed to have sleepovers. Anyways, but yeah. Like for me, my like holy grail of football games is probably NFL Streets.
Ah, yeah, we can take Blitz off that. Yeah, we can definitely push Street.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
NFL Street was like Blitz,
definitely like NFL Street 2 was the best. It's always their second game.
Nah, 2 was dope.
It's always their second games that's the best in every series.
Remember NBA Ballers?
Yeah, with definitely. The Tom Marbury on the front.
Yeah,
nah, that shit was different.
Niggas is copping Range Rovers and chains.
Yeah, that shit was very niggerish.
Like, why?
I mean, it was the life, bro.
Yo, niggas had hot sauce in the game.
Yo,
like,
yeah, I don't know about hot sauce. Wait, was that NBA Ballers?
That was NBA Ballers.
No,
nah,
that was Street Hoops.
Oh, nah, Street Hoops is terrible.
Nah, you crazy. Street Hoops was fire, nigga.
Yo, you ever played it? You ever played it?
Never played it. Well, you had that. What's the name of that bullshit game?
Right, shut up.
Nigga had some nonsense. What was it called?
It's Power Play.
Anyway, this nigga.
Power Play. Nigga,
sound like about lottery tickets.
That's what I was about to say. Like, Power Playing ass nigga.
Fuck off.
Hamas.
Yeah, word. Never.
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 It's crazy. I personally enjoyed NFL Blitz. I know you know.
Whatever. I mean, you like trash shit, so. NFL Blitz, Earl Sweatshirt.
Food, you got it, but like, yeah, outside of that, nah.
Boat shoes.
Like, yeah. I do okay for myself.
Yeah, now, look at you.
Oh, fuck you. That's what we about to do?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, do it.
Yo, look at this nigga. This nigga got chains on now, bro. Like,
Oh, my God. Why you got on so many necklaces? Why you got on all this necklace?
He got a dangling earring, bro.
Monsieur Bousin.
Yeah.
Word. Over here, you know what I mean? I see you.
Monsieur Bousin.
I see you shining.
All right. We done?
This nigga go to Vegas.
Come back, wow,
Monsieur Bousin.
Yeah, we gonna get it. Yeah, because we didn't really say nothing last episode because y'all niggas was just wilding. That's number one.
Yeah, y'all was kind of going crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, shout out to Zig, man. Like Zig was over there just asking. He asked that question out there. I was just fucked up before it. I was like, all right, bro, like you got it.
Hey, y'all want to continue that conversation?
No, because how the way she ended it, he ended it so just like leave it alone.
Can just go past that.
Hey, yo. Okay,
you can never do that no more, bro.
I don't know if that's the suggestion that we want to go with for that topic. Yeah. I don't know if you remember the last set that we was talking about, but hey, that's the energy that Shake is on.
Yeah,
stay here.
You want to go? Yeah.
You want to stay here?
No, nah.
Heard you.
So we're in South Beach,
per usual. Shout out to our sponsors.
Shout out to the sponsors.
Shout out to the man of the night on Friday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Drago. Drago.
Ivan was the man of the night for about an hour and a half.
He was here and then he was gone.
Facts. I did not make it, bro. It was the coolest guy ever. He fucking walked in, greeted everybody. Everybody was happy to see him. Obviously, it was his birthday. There was flyers and shit. Bottles were getting popped. Everything was great. He got lifted up. We sang happy birthday. There were shots getting, there's just liquor getting poured in everyone's mouth. Yeah. And then about 90 minutes later, I just saw Ivan standing in the front of the restaurant.
Hamas, amigis.
Exactly. He was standing there kind of with his head down, young lady rubbing his head, like just kind of getting them together.
Yeah, man.
Oh, damn. Say it ain't so.
Our boy was done hot, man.
Trying to put ice on the back of my man's neck.
He was going through it.
Yo, we did what we were supposed to do as friends. We told him we was going to do it. Kept our word.
Told him we was going to show out. We was going to show the fuck up.
There was old nigga swag surfing apparently going on. I didn't see it. I had a bunch of other shit.
There was some coochie out. I heard.
Yo.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me tell you. Because I was there. All right. So the names and identities and full descriptions of said people shall remain anonymous. Yeah. But
so we're not the police.
Tell me.
Nope.
I don't know who got any warrants or whatever, but I was at South Beach on said day.
And Lowe don't be outside. Like,
I don't come outside.
This is not his type of party.
Lowe was outside. Lowe was having fun.
Lowe was outside.
He was having fun.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyways. I mean, so I just so happened to glance over to my right, and I just see some dude who had a shorty on his lap, but had her leg up. And he was kind of like strumming her leg like a guitar.
Play that guitar.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And they was lit. They was motherfucking lit.
Yo.
And then it was just like some other shorty who was just like twerking nonstop.
She wanted to sit the fuck down.
For like 15 songs.
Word. I'm just like, yo, you got knees of steel, like bronze kneecap status. Like,
ladies need her type knees.
You feel me? What else did I see? Then after that, I saw Ivan for like 2.5. We swag surfed, and I didn't see him no more after that.
Yeah, it was over.
Word. And should I get into it? Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, you got it.
Let me tell you how I walked in, all right?
Oh, shit.
So, peep game. Like I said before, I don't come outside. I walk up to South Beach. So, I walked in. Security's like, we got a reservation or whatever. I'm like, yeah, Ivan told me to come through. And I try to walk past. And bro was just like, yeah, stop. You got a reservation? And I'm like, yeah, they said I was sitting at Bert's table. And he's like, oh, you sitting with Bert? Oh, yeah, right over there sitting on me. So
this shit sounds crazy.
Our table, I don't know if you knew, but Bert got us a table that we do our pre-pod ritual at.
So this
Yeah, yes, I felt sir. Right yeah. at home. I'm just like, yeah. oh, shit, there go Bert at our table. But I'm seeing him in the distance. So when I walked up.
What's up?
Nah, just making sure that you hair still.
Yeah.
So when I walked up, you feel me? I see Bert because I just see some fly ass nigga dressed in all blue. It's looking like motherfucking Rio over there and shit.
Yes, you're boozing.
You feel me?
Push it again.
So. He went all the way over there. I went all the way over there. I'm looking like, oh shit, Bert, what's good? What's good? And when I tell you, this man was at a table of nothing but beautiful women.
Monsieur Bouzin.
I'm not even gassing, bro. Check this out. You know I don't gas. This table was literally like the baddest woman that was all like outside. You know, they just all was at a table with just Bird.
With just Bird.
With just Bird.
With just Bird.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Just Bird.
And I'm just like, oh shit. This nigga Bird lit. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, yo, what's good, big bro? Like, nah, I mean, I hit the nigga with the big bro.
You know what
I mean? It's like, nah, I hit him with the big bro. I ain't gassing that much.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I was about to say, I didn't hear that. Like, nah, didn't hear that at all.
So I dapped him up and I sat down. Then I so happened to just glance behind me because I'm not even going. What? Nah, so I'm not even going to hold you.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Keep going.
Because I was high as hell, per usual. I didn't even peep. But right behind me was Lenny, Malik, Chelsea. I'm just like, oh shit, the whole gang's all here. Like, but the one person I couldn't find was your black ass.
Yeah, you. I'm glad this skipped past me. But yeah.
Oh, no. We're going to come back to you.
No.
Not me?
Yeah, oh, yes, we are.
Bert's Angels and shit.
Oh my God, yo. That
damn.
Hilarious.
Oh, Monsieur Bouzin.
That might be it. That might be it.
Like, hold up. If the camera
goes. Bert's Angels.
Look at like that. Look at like that.
You see how crisp this nigga lineup is?
Yo, shout out to my barber.
No,
my barber.
Panty dropper cut.
Yeah, you know the vibes. Yeah, panty dropper cut. You know what's out here, you know?
Monsieur Bouzin.
Yeah, keep pressing it. Keep pressing it.
But nah, Shay, I didn't see you till like halfway through the festivities.
Yeah, I was moving back and forth throughout the
throughout the
evening, inside to outside, front to back, side to side.
Hey, left,
all right. Right. Shout out to
left, UK. Left, back, yeah, that
no.
kind of thing.
Okay. I was saying shout out to.
I UK, sat kind of like that. Right here. There's a bunch of people that.
Come on,
we're listening.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of people that we all knew in here. I sat right around here. It's a friend of mine here, friend of mine here. There's a bunch of stuff going on in here, man. But I always had to make sure that I made it to the back to kind of keep up with what was going on in there.
Pause real quick. For everybody who's listening, to see what he's describing, subscribe to our YouTube. All right, continue.
I like how the way you did that.
Yeah, because for some people, they won't get it.
Exactly.
But no, I sat in here. What you want to know, man? What you want to know?
I just want to know where you were because I didn't see you for like I got here at like what niggas got here around like 10-ish.
So at some point I had to replace a stolen hookah.
How the fuck niggas?
Yo, I seen niggas.
Shut up.
Yo. It was, nah. At some point I had like it was just like I literally watched. One person from one table take a hookah from said table of people they may or may not have known and take it to their table. And I had to, you know, like me being an employee here and just kind of like trying to smooth the vibe out here and make sure everything stays copacetic at South Beach. We never like to have too much conflict going on, too much.
Of course.
We don't, no
here
conflict.
To have a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come on.
So to avoid anything else, I kind of just. You know, made my way over just like, hey, you know, this isn't your hookah. You have to give this hookah back. So I went and grabbed the hookah and I put it back. You know, made some conversation with the people at said table. And then I eventually I made my way out to you guys.
Shut up!
Oh, so this is where I come into the story?
Yeah, because that's when I kind of saw it with Losa. Like, I didn't spend, like he was saying, I didn't spend much time outside in the beginning of the function. I came out and I saw you, what they said Bert looked like, Crip Shug.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Crip Shug.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Jean jacket, man.
Yeah. And it was exactly what Lowe described. It looked probably something, if you could see the whole room and then you find Bert, it looked just like the Big Pimpin' video.
Monsieur Bouzin.
And yo, not the Big Pimpin' video, bro.
Yeah, put the shades on so they can see how you look. You got a kimono on today, but it was a Crip jacket. This was all
her button.
All the of frock. That shit was fucking just blue bandana out with denim.
Mm-hmm.
And Bert was just, he just kind of, every time you saw Bert, he kind of just looked, leaned back, looked very proud of himself. Like everyone saw.
I mean,
it's like you all know. You know what it is.
Yeah,
exactly. You know
off,
what it is.
First off, two of the
know
women.
Who I am.
First off, two of the women there with my cousin.
It's Zohan.
Two of the women there were my cousin.
I'm saying, like,
it's crazy that he's the Zohan, because remember in the movie, Don't Mess With The Zohan? Remember how he had all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was not. Yo. He was knocking the motherfucking coins loose out of the
ladies. In the back of that salon.
He was not me.
Double entendres.
And now we see the real Zohan.
But I'm saying, like, Bert, if your family, is hiring.
Yo, everybody talks about my cousins. This shit is really
like
crazy.
Respectfully.
Yeah, because I gotta come.
Hold on.
I'm saying though, like.
Shout out DJ.
Just picture this, Bert. Like, you Haitian, I'm Nigerian. If you hook me at one of your cousins, you know how much rice would be at that wedding, my nigga. It'd be lit.
That's some good rice.
It'd be some great rice.
Yo,
think about it, bro.
That's some good rice. The Demi John.
That's up to them. If they want to marry you, bro, you want to get married to the family.
Invite me to the next cookout, nigga. It was good. Like,
invite us to the palace, bro.
Word.
Nah, y'all got to relax.
Yo.
Relax.
To the palace?
Relax. Relax.
Yo, like, Bert has kidding. Like respectfully, though. Jumbo jets I wouldn't, I mean.
Your joking,
yo, but. Relax, bro.
Monsieur Bouzin.
I'm not going to wild out because I don't want mom to tweak. But.
Yeah, your mom's going to. Yeah, because if she sees you the next time, she's going to fuck you up.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. Keep the same energy.
Absolutely not.
Like, relax.
But respectfully, you have a beautiful family, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. But shout out to my cousin Tiff because it's her birthday today.
Oh yeah, definitely. Shout
her birthday.
Happy birthday.
He was out celebrating, her upcoming birthday too. Also, while it was Ivan's night.
Oh, that's tough.
So that's why she came out.
Yeah,
that's nice. Tough.
What about her a shot or some shit?
Should have done it anyway.
I did.
I didn't know it was.
I bought a rum bucket from South Beach.
Bro, you're supposed to buy her a shot and like so she enjoys it. You're not trying to kill her, bro. You don't buy her a rum bucket.
Hold on, real quick.
She was Gucci. She wanted the rum bucket.
Speaking of rum buckets, if you like to try a rum bucket, come to.
That's good.
It's like, nah,
that's good. Okay. You need to use that.
Anyway.
But yeah, I got her a rum bucket because she said she wanted a rum bucket. And then also my other cousin, Rox, shout out to you. AKA Sister Cuz.
Sister Cuz. Yo, that's exactly how I greeted her. Sister Cuz. Yo, she looked at me like
yo, strong ass dad.
Yo, in the middle of the party.
Bro. She was like.
But yeah, so it was, and then her birthday is coming up in like a couple weeks. So I was just like, yo, you come too. So it, like pregame and then
so the cousin too. Whose birthday is today, what's her name?
Tiff.
Shout out to Tiff. Happy birthday, Tiff.
Yeah.
Throwing oops on camera.
Nah.
Fuck with it.
Bro, this is this man's family.
Yeah, relax.
That's an extension of because that's family.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're a monster. But all right.
So that's why I had a whole bunch of table full of women.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so you just
let's play Swear to God.
Let's play it.
Are you not who they say you are?
What do they say I am?
Don't you have a list of names? Pull them names up.
What names?
You got them names. You got them. Pull them names up.
Oh, from the video.
Yeah, pull them all up.
Oh man, yo,
Monsieur pull Bouzin. Them
up. All right,
they definitely call you a lot of things,
Mister Man.
Yeah, this shit is.
I'm not gonna call you. Crazy.
All right. Yeah.
So we're gonna score all the way to the bottom. So this is Rude. Rude Roberto.
Don't kill yourself.
Yeah. Like negative you or some shit?
Yeah, I guess so.
Crimson you or something?
It says.
Negabert.
Negabert.
Majin Bert. Oh, that's it. Majin Bert. That's it right there.
No, the fuck you not.
Yep, because I got a crop. I'm gonna make that shit when we fucking go. I'm gonna make that shit right now.
Yo,
go
ahead. Oh my god. I'm on the second, bro. Alright. It says how do you say Mr. Bitches in Creole? I thought he was
Monsieur Bouzin.
There we go. That's how you say it.
So that's your other name.
Sean said fly.
Monsieur Bouzin.
Shout out to at underscore one takeoff Sean. And then this is when it goes downhill.
So, oh, this is where it gets crazy.
Yeah. So Drew. Drew called me Alberto Rodriguez.
I'm fucking wild. I know black guy Dominican.
Papiano. Impossible.
And then Rail called me Alberto Martinez.
Hey, yo. Sounds like you got me. Go ahead.
Then somebody asked, is that my Mariah Carey?
Why did they ask that?
Because of the, I guess I completed the video. You got it turned up? That's why. Did you hear that?
Oh, that okay. The loud ass fucking noise. Yeah. Okay.
So then it was like, you're really that guy? That was Matt. And then LZ said, when I saw this man show up at 10:57 p.m. wearing glasses, I knew he was different.
Because it's dark as fuck in the room. Nigga, I was. He didn't care. I respect it. Yeah, man, I respect it.
Then I got Alberto. And then they talked about the shades. And then somebody's talking about whoever's holding a note against Mariah Carey. And Mr. said this nigga is in a music video. And somebody sounded like Baby Blue.
Like who?
And then Lenny called me Alberto Colon.
That's
hilarious. And then Johnny, fuck you for calling me BB Sabathia.
BB Sabathia.
That was a good one.
Fucking wildin'. Yo, BB Sabathia is awesome. BB Sabathia is hilarious.
Yo, when he said that, I was just like, yo, fuck you.
Because what do you even do with that? You can't be mad at it.
I can't.
It's too funny.
Yeah, it's too funny. Like that's fucking CJ. Wait, somebody called me Alberto Alberlito.
Hold up, record scratch. I mean,
what's up?
I just realized that whole time I was in South Beach, when I came here and was looking for you, you mean to tell me that whole time you was missing, you was just trying to replace a hookah?
Yeah, brother.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, bitch.
Police word. Police. Help. Police.
I mean,
I had to help security get some people to the car.
Okay.
You know, so there was also that.
Wait, before you
it wasn't just a hookah.
Hey, before you even get into that, yo, when you wild out last episode, now like you got Woman OK telling me that they packed that thing on them.
Yo, and I'm not for nothing.
I don't know why.
I appreciate those women.
I don't know why they coming up to me and telling me this.
So what? You got sister shooters?
Nah, that's not what they talk about, bro.
Like they packing that. What thing you talking about? You talking like a gun?
Nah, like the.
Nah, you know how like, he was talking last episode when he was wilding like
they,
at the end?
They get into what I get into.
Oh wait!
So what they packing?
Tongue.
And what they pack?
Yeah, that's what they saying.
Okay.
Like they're comfortable saying this to me, like out in the open public setting. This is what also happened during the night.
It's a different type of gangster. I was not aware.
I mean, it's just about, you know, understanding, you know, what you get into and what you don't get into and meeting people who get into those things. Now, sometimes people are a lot more forward with what they get into and they kind of just like.
Oh, no, that's not none of that. Oh, it's not. That's not what confused. I just didn't know that's what the kids were calling it nowadays.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know that either. Bert just learned me something.
You feel me? That's where it just fucked me up at.
My bad.
I want to say you don't got to lecture me on. You know what?
But I'm saying that's what happened.
So
I hate it.
For the viewers, for the listeners, you might want to go see it. I think that's the.
No.
Come on, that's Majin Bird.
Nah. Cause you put Mike. You put Mike Low Key on there.
Nah. Yeah, but that's the name of the episode.
Nah.
Jose's gotta see that.
Nah. Yo, this is really like crazy that y'all doing this on camera.
It's your man's, bro.
Yeah, he really just chooses.
Yeah, I want y'all to timestamp that and just see college porn.
Yo, like, why? Like, why are you doing this?
Yo, man. Evil Bert. Majin
Bert. Man, let's continue with the shits, bro.
Anyway. All right, yeah, I need my phone back. Thanks.
So, yeah, so what happened about after, later on?
I helped some other people get back outside. There's always, like, at South Beach, there's always, like, outside is really where you want to be.
The let out? That's what they call it, the let out.
Oh. Back out there, that's what they call that?
Like, when you leaving the club?
Nah, like, nigga, that's no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, the outside of, like, the terrace. The Sobe Terrace. That's what it's
terrace,
called.
Not a backyard. I forgot. I'm sorry. We have class here.
In East Orange. We have class.
1,000%. It's the classiest motherfucking venue in East Orange.
Talk that shit.
Food is A1.
And then, you know, in the back, we just nigger up the establishment.
Y'all here shaking ass.
It was so much ass shaking.
Yes. Yes, there was a lot of that. It's a good time. Thanks, Ivan.
It's really
I'm about to say, Ivan, you have another birthday this year? Like, you know what I mean? Because this shit was lit.
Yeah, find out who the next birthday is and the staff.
Fuck it. My birthday was in February, but we could redo my birthday, so I got the summer birthday.
Yo, put Lenny on staff. His birthday next.
Word. For one day. Hire a nigga for a day.
He'll be in here.
Get that nigga a one-day contract.
Yeah, word.
For one day, yo.
Just make him fucking run food and do everything all day, slave away.
I need that. That'd be good.
Did you just call this young black brother a slave?
Yes.
Why?
No, should what? I do it?
I'm not going to do it. Nah, don't. Whatever you about to do, don't.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Let's continue. I'm going to center myself, show some discipline. Mm-hmm. I remember one day we was casually having a conversation about who's a better actor. And we never really kind of got to the bottom of this, so we're going to do this right now, right here.
Okay, let's do it.
You feel me? So... for the listeners and for the viewers.
So remember he said actor. Go.
Just help my argument from the, you know what I mean? I don't know. So anyways, like I was saying, we brought up two actors. Those two actors were Denzel Washington and Jamie Foxx. Now, in my opinion, Jamie Foxx is a better actor.
Definitely.
I just...
in terms of overall acting in the dynamic roles that he plays, it gives him the edge on Denzel, in my opinion. But Shake believes...
why do you feel that way?
Because he has way more range than Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington is the same person in every movie.
That's true.
He executes it very well, but he's the same dude.
Okay. I mean, I don't agree with that. But I understand why a lot of people would say that.
All right, so what's the difference between the nigga from Man on Fire, the nigga from Safe House, and motherfucking... I can name another one. Hold on.
Is he the same person in Great Debaters as he is in American Gangster?
Kinda.
Really? Break that down.
I mean, not in terms of what the character is doing, but...
break it down. Explain why. Like, I'm more so interested in your opinion and not really trying to debate you, because at the end of the day, I want to understand why you feel the way you do.
So Denzel Washington, in terms of personality, mm-hmm. displays the same type of personality in most roles.
Mm-hmm. Like, so...
describe that said, personality.
So, like, you know the movie American Gangster, right? Mm-hmm. So... basically, essentially, nobody knows what the fuck Frank Lucas was like. They just seen the movie of American Gangster, and it's fucking Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's basically saying.
But if I would have known Frank Lucas, I would love for him to be that nigga.
Yeah, but what if he just wasn't like that?
What was it?
That's just Denzel Washington. Like, what the fuck?
$13,000 alpaca. You blot that shit. Come on, son.
You mean to tell me that's not the same nigga from Training Day? Yo, that's not Lonzo?
I'm not saying it's not. But all right, I also then. Said, well, those are similar roles, though.
Bro, the Book of Eli asked you to tell me. Is this nigga just traveling with a fucking book.
It's not even about the roles. That's not even what I'm talking about. Like, fight. We're talking about his acting and what he gives us on camera. The type of personality and bravado that he gives is the same Denzel Washington. He's either very casual and smooth, or he's very boisterous and loud, or he's saying some slick shit.
So you've already given me three different bags. Continue.
It's not even three different bags. It's the same nigga, bro.
I don't know. Sounded different to me. Continue.
It's the same nigga with different personalities, bro. Like, the fuck? Do you want me to get into the range of Jamie Foxx? Because you over here looking at me.
Sure,
like
go ahead, bro. Explain the difference. Like, I'm more so interested because you, like I said, you brought this up. So I'm more so.
All right.
Like.
So Jamie Foxx, for example, if I go down his filmography.
I have it here.
I got it right here, too. We ain't the only one with internet cut. Anyways, I got Django Unchained. We got Soul. We got Ray. Now, right there alone, I mean, like, I don't think Denzel Washington has the range to do those three movies.
I mean, he's not a comedian, so the funny roles, he's not really going to get those.
Out of those three movies, which one was funny? We had an animated movie.
The Django role was definitely a funny role.
So you about to tell me that...
There was definitely,
you about to tell me that,
some comedy in that Django role.
So you're about to tell me that Jamie Foxx in Django
was comedic. Yo, that was a serious role, bro.
No. Hold on. You're about to look me in my face.
He's going to let me choose my own clothes.
It was because you looked at me like that, bro. Now, the only funny part was the damn, like, my wife spent all day making these damn fucking headsets.
I've already given you two. The nigga freed the slaves, and they all just went and just, like, come on, like fucking, like, Leo DiCaprio's character wasn't hilarious, my nigga.
Yo, it had funny parts, but the movie,
it was fucking
on,
hysterical.
Like, of course not, you need.
That movie was hilarious.
You niggas sat
through Django and were like, this is a serious, this is a serious movie.
Yo,
you niggas are insane. This nigga had on a fucking
what about slavery
shirt?
Is funny to you?
Bro, come on, man. This was not a serious film. This was not serious. I'm sorry.
Moving right along.
Yo,
I'm going to go ahead with another three that I feel as though, not me. All right, so.
Django, bro.
We got him in The Amazing Spider-Man 2, Law Abiding Citizen, and Dreamgirls.
The Law Abiding Citizen was fire. I love that movie.
So, again, those are three different movies that I feel as though Denzel Washington doesn't necessarily have the range.
He couldn't have been the nigga in Law Abiding Citizen? Are you serious?
Bro, you're picking one out of three. What about the other two I just named? What about the other two? All right, yes. Now move on to the other two. Can this nigga play a parrot? No, nigga. What the fuck is you talking about?
I don't know, man. I'm pretty sure.
A fucking parrot.
I don't know.
He's talking this nonsense, bro. I love Denzel, but he's not this great actor. I mean, he's not. Nah. He only is great at executing that one type of role that we all know and love.
Okay.
So what about Jamie going to?
He's got a
Will?
Whole lot of great movies, though. I'll tell you that
against
much.
Will Smith.
That's more comparable.
I hate Will Smith, bro.
I don't know why. He's one of the greatest actors of all time.
That nigga's got a whole lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens.
He's got a lot of shitty movies.
That happens when you're mad successful and you're in mad movies.
No, the fuck it
doesn't, because
Denzel Washington does not have a lot of shitty movies. Jamie Foxx doesn't have a whole bunch of shitty movies neither. So we're going to put this nigga up there with these two niggas who we both have sat here and said are awesome. And they don't have a fuck ton of shitty movies. And then we're going to look at this other nigga who does have a bunch of shitty movies. How are we going to say this?
As much as niggas love Denzel Washington, I'm here to say it first.
Don't say it because it doesn't matter. Hey, this nigga is not better than... Just know, bro. Just don't...
This whole
don't,
take that
bro,
Denzel doesn't
this,
have
bro.
Any bad movies, bro, that's only a take from the black community, bro. I'm sorry. Like, we just say that because we hold Denzel near and dear to our heart. But to look at this nigga...
Which movie was bad? Which one of them?
Pull this shit up.
I got. It's a big screen right the fuck here. What movie? Just tell me which Denzel movie was bad, since we hold him so near and dear to our heart.
Scroll down, bro.
We already have to go down two lines.
What the fuck? Cause I can't see shit, bro. All right, what the fuck is this virtuosity shit? Never even seen that shit. So I'm gonna just write that off right there.
Never seen it, but it's already gonna say it's bad.
Yeah, word. That's crazy. Equalizer 2. Get it the fuck out of here.
Oh wow.
Nah, that was kind of stopped. That was kind of alright. I honestly.
But anyway.
I mean.
Anyway, Will Smith. Bad movies. Concussion, first line.
No, it wasn't a bad movie. It was bad acting.
That makes it a bad movie.
Gemini Man.
After Earth wasn't a bad movie. You bugging. After Earth was fucking tough.
All right, your opinion on movies no longer counts.
Says a nigga who never watched anything, but go ahead.
His role in Aladdin, big stink.
I didn't see Aladdin. That's different. That was for the bag. We know what that was.
No, we don't get to do this now.
Can Denzel play Aladdin?
No, no black man should be paying a blue genie. What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
Don't range. Say it anymore.
Range.
No, it's not range. What so you're saying you is bad.
Should have been the genie.
Not him, bro.
So who had the best biopic out of all three of them?
Who had the best one?
Who played the best biopic?
So you would, which would you would use Ali?
Ali, Ray, and Malcolm X. If you niggas not choosing Ray, I'm sorry. You
yeah, that brother's starving. I mean.
Oh, man.
You really chose that one?
So, Malcolm X was better than Ray.
I'm just saying.
I don't know, man.
And I love Malcolm X. That's actually one of my favorite movies, for real. Like, I watched that movie probably maybe up to 40 times by now. But I'm not about to sit here and act like the acting that Jamie Foxx did in Ray was nothing short but phenomenal. Like
you're going to say like this is against, but he had to sing, learn how to sing just like Ray.
Everything. Word.
That's a part of the acting.
No, Ray is definitely the answer. I'm just fucking with you, bro.
You need to stop that shit.
I'm not going
to
do that.
Shit. You hear me? Cut the shit.
Just got to choose violence sometimes.
Yeah, just kind of got to get him going.
Riled up.
Piss me off. Man.
It's all right, bro. Everything's going to be okay.
So can you admit to everybody that Jamie Foxx has more range than Denzel Washington?
More range, sure. He's a singer. He's a comedian. He's a dancer. He can do everything. He's a more well-rounded entertainer.
So we just had this conversation for nothing then?
Yeah, because in the beginning, like I pointed at the camera and I'll say again, remember, he said actor. And that's what I feel. So for the listeners everywhere.
For the record, I hate this nigga. I want y'all to know that, all right?
Yo, they do this all the time.
So for the listeners everywhere, and especially we just learned out we have listeners in Germany, you niggas, and I say nigga on purpose because we found out how you found us.
And we're about to land this plane for everybody.
So what was that episode? What's the number on that episode?
I think that was 3.
Episode 3? I don't
even remember, honestly, bro. You hear that? We too fucking big that I don't even remember how many episodes we did.
Yeah, we no, just
whole time we did eight. Like less
we
than
just
10.
Smoke a lot of weed and he can't remember shit.
That was episode 5, though.
All right, so episode 5 was nigga wising, right? So we're on the ride up here, we're smoking, right, and we're trying to figure out, yo, what does nigga wising mean? Who you asked that, right? What does nigga wising mean?
Yeah, because I looked at the analytics of. You know,
like who's been watching us and all that other stuff.
It said 4 plays out of Germany.
Four. So that means 4 of you niggas, and again, saying it for a reason.
Got nasty. You know what you did.
So I Google, he's like, what's the meaning of the word wisen, right? So you go, you Google it, and you translate to English, wisen to English. It's a verb. A point is the first. The second is show. Now, nigga wising together, especially the way we spell it.
It's nigga show.
It's the nigga show. So that means you.
Hey, yo, check this out. I don't know what fucking race you is in Germany. I don't care if you black, white, whatever the
fuck.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Really wild, bro.
The fact that you typed in nigga show and found our fucking podcast, I'm going to come out there and I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
Yo, we're down.
Yo, you can't say that, bro. Cannot say that.
What is wrong with you?
Yo.
That's a bad joint.
Yeah, that's bad. That's very bad.
All right.
What made you go with that verse?
Words of Mussolini?
You can't say that.
What made you go with that verse?
Yo, just stop.
Do you want us to be successful?
Word to Hitler's like, sheep?
Yo. All
right. All right. Fine.
Word to Naga.
Shut up.
We here now. This is where we are. Continue.
I just.
We might as well just keep going. You know what? We're going to add some of the whites, too. We're going to go in there with Reagan. You know what I mean?
Yo, facts. We could throw else? Saddam Hussein. Word to Trump.
You fuck, could throw nigga. Trump in there. Hold on. Who else?
Nixon.
Oh, definitely Nixon.
Bush.
Wiretapping son of a bitch.
Washington. Lincoln.
Basically, all of the
Jefferson,
above.
All the niggas on money. All you niggas. Franklin.
And Obama, you counting that all of the above, you drone striking bitch.
Yo, let them shit to y'all,
yo. Call him a drone striking bitch.
I'm here, yo.
Yo, everybody.
I like that.
Yo,
I like
listen
that.
To the pod,
like
you that. Always know this pod, this last 10 to 15 minutes get real fucking hot.
This is what they come for.
Pause. No, Mr. Bitches, stop being nasty. Everything is not about coming.
Oh, that's how you going to do this?
Monsieur Bouzin.
Damn, bro. Everything's not about coming. Fucking right. Freak. We talking about the listeners in Germany.
Oh, yeah. Nah, fuck you fucking. Yo, however y'all found
we appreciate.
This.
Yo, you know what's so crazy? Like, did you know that, like, a lot of, like, manufacturers and stuff like that of, like, Germany and, like just a lot of companies in general, like, were, they made a lot of, like, weapons and, like, tanks and all that shit for the hot, like, Keurig, like, the coffee maker and shit that's being your crib. Them niggas used to make, like, ovens and shit that used to put them. This has been episode 8 of the Indie Regulation Podcast. I'm Shake. This is Bert. That's Slow. Rosé, take us out.
And it's been a ball game, bitches.
Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Yeah. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fadeaway on niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.